97.7 The Wolf, and I welcome into the studio Pam Dove and Kim Hendrickson. They are from the Baraga County Suicide Prevention Coalition. They have a special event that is coming up on Saturday. Good morning. Thank you both for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Pam, what's coming up?
Well, we have this Saturday, the first annual Baraga County Out of the Darkness Walk. And this walk is going to be, we start festivities at 10 a.m. in the morning with opening ceremonies. Registration is from 9 until 10. And our goal for the walk this year is to really increase awareness of suicide prevention. And we really want to also increase awareness of depression and the role that it plays in suicide, and also to help the community to know what resources are available. And we feel that the Out of the Darkness walk really brings light to that.
Kim, this has been a problem over the last few years in Baraga County, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So why was this effort undertaken to try to address this? I mean, suicide is, it's unfortunate, but many people would say this is an individual matter.
Well, I think it's a community matter, and that's what we're trying to bring light to. And just one fact, looking at depression, 60% of all people who die by suicide suffer from depression. And in looking at depression, and that's one of the things that we're trying to bring focus to, it's the it's among the most treatable of all psychiatric illnesses. So I think that the more that we do to bring this into the public and to say it's okay if you have a mental illness, it's okay if you go to the doctor, more people will come forward and hopefully will prevent more suicides.
I have been open about my own battle with mm-hmm. depression over the years, and I do take medication mm-hmm. to keep my moods relatively stable. People who know me well don't call me completely stable, but it's something that when I was young, nobody talked about this. And we need to talk about it more, because particularly our kids in schools these days, there's been a real problem with that in Baraga County with some of our school kids, hasn't there, Pam?
Yes, I believe so. And, you know, just to have to let people know that they do have resources that are available and where to turn. And again, you're right. You know, it is something that's not talked about and people are afraid to come forward with it. And that's where it really takes a community to help each other out and to, you know, again, spread the word that help is out there.
But if you are depressed, as I was, and I'm, you know, untreated for many, many years, I didn't know I was depressed. I knew I was sad. I didn't know that I had a treatable condition. I thought everybody was like that. How do those who are observing a person recognize that that person is depressed and maybe could benefit from some treatment? And how do you approach that person?
I think the biggest thing, what I'd like to see happen, is in the schools to just have more awareness and more information out there. A teacher who notices, you know, maybe a student is starting to lose weight, they're pulling away from their friends, their grades are starting to slip, they're missing school, those all could be attributed to other things, but it's important to reach out and maybe talk to that student's, talk to the guidance counselor, have them pull the student in, talk to the parents, find out if there's anything going on. And another thing that is huge, if we start doing some screenings when our young kids go to the doctors, there's some simple screenings that take less than 5 minutes that would give us some good information and help do more prevention before that depression turns into something that requires more treatment.
I will admit that there have been times as I have battled depression where if somebody came to me and said, you know, there's help for this, I would have said, I really don't care. How do you get past that?
Well, I think, and that goes back again to awareness. A lot of people, they don't care because it's still, I think it's still a stigma. To have depression is still something, and especially in our young people, they have difficulty coming forward.
But at least for me, it was part of the effect of the
right.
depression.
Mm-hmm.
The effect of the depression made me say, I really don't care.
Right. You know, and I think giving people information, Dial Help has a line, you know, having your friend come forward and talk to you, maybe you're uncomfortable talking to that person, but getting the numbers out there for Dial Help, which is 482-HELP, and there's also a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-TALK. You might not want to talk openly, but maybe in your own home or when you're by yourself, you would call those numbers. And, you know, letting people know, you know, asking this simple question, how are you doing? You know, you haven't seen yourself today. Is anything going on? Is anything bothering you? And just listening to their story, the more you're open and allow someone to talk about their depression or their concerns, you know, maybe then they would reach out and get help.
Because if people asked me how I was doing, mm-hmm. I lied.
And you probably said fine.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine. I don't want to, you know, into that. And so it's a real challenge. The second thing that comes in is everybody goes through down periods.
Right.
We all at some point in our life get to the point where something has happened. There's a traumatic incident, a death in the family or something like that, that sends us into a downward spiral. There's a difference between that, and that is serious.
Right.
But there's a difference between that and that person who is, like me, clinically or chronically depressed. So how do you tell the difference?
Well, I think when you're looking at grief versus depression, grief is, and it can still, you know, grief can last a year. It can even last longer than that. But grief differs from depression because if you're depressed, it affects you every day. It affects, you know, you're sleeping longer, your eating patterns are changing, you're not doing the things that you used to enjoy. That can happen with grief too, but it's not happening throughout the entire day. You know, so depression is something that lingers and turns into a chronic condition, where with grief, you're seeing that they're improving with time. So if someone is not showing any improvement, you know, then they're possibly dealing with depression and not grief.
And I think that's been one of the hardest things for me to accept about my depression is that it's never going to go away. Because I take my medication, I feel good, I'm okay, I'm fine, and then I think I'm cured. And I stop taking the medication, and then I start to have problems, and then I have to go back to the doctor and get more medication and get back on. It is something that just doesn't get fixed, isn't it?
Right. And I think if we, and Pam's here and can talk about, you know, diabetes too, because it's similar. If you have a heart condition or if you're a diabetic, you have to take medication, and you may have to take it for the rest of your life.
Whether you feel good or bad that day.
Whether you feel good or bad.
Because we're so
yeah.
conditioned that if we feel good, we're fine.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need any medication for anything. Mm-hmm. But there are these chronic conditions, and Pam, you know, as a dietitian, I'm sure you encounter that with diabetics in particular.
Absolutely.
So what specific events are planned then for this Saturday? Things are going to start about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
About 9 o'clock, we're going to have our registration begin. And at that time, we're also going to have a memorial table set up. And we do invite, you know, participants and community members to bring, you know, photos, poems. We have a table where they can write words that they may want to express in regards to maybe lost loved ones. But it's a memorial table that they're all welcome to come in and utilize. That table will actually, and the supplies that are from it, will actually be shared in the community thereafter in further prevention efforts. Each attendee is also going to receive beads, and the beads will indicate whether they struggle personally, if they support the cause, or if they have lost a loved one. And based on the color of the beads, will let us know, you know, how they've been affected. At 10 o'clock then, we will be introducing our guest speakers, and we're going to have Kevin Weir from Dial Help this year, who is going to be, you know, letting people know about the resources offered by Dial Help, and also he is going to be addressing Men Matter, which is one of their new initiatives that's out there because of the correlation with men and suicide. And then also we have Terry Lerma. She's the new Communities That Care coordinator, and she'll tie in a little bit with how bullying and addiction may also be factors related to depression and suicide as well.
Yeah, that bullying thing has been a big problem in
yes.
society, and in Berrigan County, there's been a major push on to try to address that, and that's something that really can feed into a young person's depression.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I will confess that it certainly did mine.
Right.
When I was young, and I remember people saying to me when I was in high school, they said, "You should cheer up. These are the best years of your life." And I would think, if this is the best life has to offer, I ain't got much to look forward to. Turns out life gets a whole lot better. Our memories of what happened in high school tend to get a little sanitized over the years. And I would say, you know, from a personal standpoint, and I've talked about this before, if you are dealing with depression, if you are struggling, there is no stigma in getting help. There is no shame in getting help. And it's not like it was 20 or 30 years ago, or maybe you have heard these things that if you get on antidepressant drugs, you're going to be a zombie and you're going to sleep all the time and you're going to lose your complete and utter personality. It doesn't work that way anymore. There are some very, very effective treatments. So if you'd like to know more about this walk that's coming up on Saturday, we have details posted for you on our QNRReport.com community calendar. And it's a great thing that you are doing. And I wish you great success with it.
Thank you very much.
Pam Dove and Kim Hendrickson from the Berrigan County Suicide Prevention Coalition here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.